Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And that she doesn't want to keep riding him, that every time, you know when the guy like hits your leg, you know when men hit your thigh when they're ready for you to get on top?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. When they hit that thigh, like,
let's go.
That means like change position. That light tap means change position.
Me, I'll lie there. My partner now knows me. I'll lie there. You can keep tapping as much as you want, so I look like you're
it. It's amazing. Especially when you're listening to the...
Wow.
And like he slaps my bum upwards as well. Oh,
that clap just like sent me back like back to Raven.
And I was listening to myself nut. I was like, the noise was just like, ah, like it was very long. You know, like, what's her name? Is it Shia or Sia, whatever her name is? Or
Sia.
Is it Shia?
Oh, yeah, Sia.
You
yeah.
know, like from the chandelier. Ah! Oh, so she's like, ah! That's what the audio sounded like. Do you know what?
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
So these are, I think they're planet-friendly, eco-something-something-something type.
Oh, so are they rechargeable?
Yeah, they're rechargeable, but I think the material is very...
eco-friendly.
Yeah, eco-friendly. Oh, okay. Are we starting, Brent? Have we started? So guys, what you can basically hear is Char and SJ opening up. Huh? Some sex toys.
Oh, your one looks cooler.
Unscrews. Okay. What does this mean?
So
that's where you charge.
Vibrators.
Oh, that's a charger. Oh,
okay. Is it?
Oh, this is exciting.
And what I love is that Shah's also got the consent is sexy shirt. Can I get you on my video? On my? Can
course.
I record you? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Asking for consent.
We love it.
Oh, okay. So you charge this up, and then you just kind of like, yeah. And then I'm guessing you then put it back on.
So we got.
Oh my goodness. I love this. Star this is hair. Cute.
Yeah.
I love this. Oh, the nib is really flexible as well. We love a flexible nib.
We do. Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bare, your favorite sex positive podcast. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
Me, Bad B SJ.
And we've got Shah in the building. Hey, she's back, boo. back.
Hey guys.
We're doing this properly because the last show that we did with you, it was like so rushed. And I was just like, no, girl, we've got to get you back. Let's do a part two, you know. You know, like when you have like, you know, when you have, I don't know, like a hookup or one night stand and you're just like, no, I need to hit them up again. We need to do this again.
It's like sleeping someone on a night out and you're like, no, that wasn't their final form. Like I need to come back, you know,
and really
understand what's going on. So there might not be a date three, guys. Let's hope.
Guys, by the way, I came across this random toy. It's called Cum Face. Has anyone heard of it before?
No.
Cum Face. Yes.
That sounds right up my street.
I'm gonna send it to you both right now. So basically, it's a toy that imagine it's got like two penises. So you can Google it. For those who are listening, you can Google it. It has two penises, and what you're supposed to do is jack it off. You put a bit of liquid inside it. And what you're meant to do is like jack it off the most, and whoever wins.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah.
I've sent it to you as well. Have you guys seen it? I think.
Oh my goodness me.
Cum Face. I was just like, is this real? I thought it was a fake toy. Or just like a fake.
Why are they doing it into their mouth? That's a bit weird.
You couldn't pay this with like your man, for example. So who the heck are you playing this with?
Well, if he's bi, why not?
Okay, yeah, maybe.
If his masculinity isn't fragile and he understands it's just a game. But I bought it, I can't lie to you.
I'm into it. I just don't understand why it's going into their mouth. That's not COVID safe. We can't be like they've got fully their mouth open.
I know the mouth is open. I think it's like ready to like catch the fake cum or water on the website. So this is where it says
alcohol.
It makes me laugh. It says the object of the game is to pump. Oh, that is a good idea actually. Alcohol. Yeah. The object of the game is to pump the penises as quickly as possible to be the first player to squirt their opponent in the face or mouth and to be declared the fastest. Wanker, then pass it on to the next contender. So yeah, you fill it up and you start pumping. But yeah, I bought it because I was bored.
Well, that's brilliant. But I thought it was for you to pump it into your own mouth, but actually it's for the other person.
Yeah.
So you're like, Oh yeah, that level of competition.
Yeah, to get the competition. Yeah.
No, that I would like.
It feels a bit more rewarding now.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Not like trying to get it in your own mouth. It's going to be like, yeah.
Okay, no. Exactly. Okay, guys, the favorite question. We are still in masturbation May. Is it masturbation May? Yeah, it is. Yes.
It is.
What's today's date?
It's 28th.
Yes. 28th. Two more days.
I've been finding three more days. Looking for different ways to climax. And I feel like my porn search has been very interesting as well. It's gone from I've been playing with hentai. I've been looking at public spaces where groping is happening.
Okay.
That is very interesting. I didn't think it would turn me on, but it really did.
It's always the unexpected.
It's turned up a notch as well. I don't know how, but I came into another, I'm not going to share it till I'm ready, but I came into another search. Just think of what would be like maybe the most interesting search. Just think really hard. Mm-hmm. That's probably the answer.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. We're thinking about the same thing.
Go on, have a guess.
I think maybe some kind of trans or bisexual men. Yes! I am into it. Like, I am.
Yes.
I genuinely am. Like, that is, I mean, to be fair, like, that's how I know I'm bisexual. Because I, like,
that's what I was thinking. You know, I was just like, am I pansexual?
Yeah. But, do you know what? For me, it's really weird because I have been obviously masturbating a lot. So two things. One, the other day I was on the phone with my best friend and like, you know, when you're talking to your best girlfriend and you're just like, the conversations that you have are just wild. And we were just talking about sucking dick. And she was like, you know, we should make up like a church. We're sucking dick for the spiritual practice.
Not church,
but you know what I mean? Like some kind of
spiritual
situation.
Realm about sucking dick.
So I started texting, obviously, my partner, and I was like, oh my God, like I'm salivating at the thought of like sucking your dick and stuff like that. And he was just like, yesterday when I saw him, it was on. As soon as the door shut, it was on. Like over dinner, I was like looking at him and I was like, the things I am going to do to you. So like, that's where like, because I've been masturbating more, like sex has been on my mind. But also, I got turned on at Lil Nas X's SNL.
Do you know what? I think I'm just really attracted to Lil Nas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what. Absolutely. Wait, please. How old is he for starters?
He's 23.
Okay. I just need to make sure. In case I have to edit this out. Okay, this couldn't go forward.
Yeah, he's 23. And like, you know the bit. Oh my God. Like,
when he split his pants.
First of all, when he split his pants and the way that he was like grinding, but also when the other guy's behind him is like licking his ear and then the other guy's grinding on front. I was like, get me in. Like, gay men turn me on. Like, I love watching gay porn. Like, and I don't know. Like, it's not even in a fetishy kind of way. Like, they genuinely turn me on.
Well, I think this is the thing. I think if you're attracted to men, it makes sense that you would want to see men with other men.
Yeah.
Just like when straight men or bisexual men, whatever, are attracted to women, they want to see women with other women.
Yeah.
If you're bisexual, you might want to see 10 women who are bisexual together. Or it basically, if you're attracted to one, it makes sense why you'd want to see multiple.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it was just like, I tweeted, I was like, why is my pussy tingling? Like, I kept watching over and over again. I was like in trance.
Rewind.
And it's just a performance. Do you know what I mean? And obviously it's meant to be provocative. It's meant to be really sexy. But I was like,
he did his damn thing.
Yeah.
Babby SJ.
I still need to watch. The last time I masturbated was probably this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably this morning.
Ooh. But what were you thinking about?
Do you know what? It was just one of those that I actually did a bit of a stress relief. I felt a bit tense and I was just like, oh, I needed that. Yeah. That was all it was. I wasn't really watching anything. I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just like, do you know what? We finna get the job done today.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Sometimes I need it as a stress relief and sometimes I need it to like go to sleep or start my... It's really weird. I just masturbate for no reason. I've come to a conclusion.
It can help with anything.
It really can. But I wouldn't lie. Yesterday, I was in bed thinking, am I addicted to masturbating? You
know, I'm definitely addicted to touching myself. Like, you know, the other womanizer toy, not the one that goes inside, but the one that just sucks your clit.
Yes.
Like the other day, I just had it not even the day before yesterday. Yeah, I just had it on my clit, like to just help me fall asleep. Like I was just like, I'm really like, I don't know. I was just tired, but I just, you know, when you just can't rest to go to sleep, I just put it on my clit and I just, yeah, I just drifted off to sleep. And it was just, yeah, I think I'm addicted to the stimulation in one way or another.
SJ, I need to hook you up with Womanizer because it's true.
I'm hearing, all I'm hearing about is Womanizer, Womanizer,
Womanizer. Womanizer, Womanizer. Yo, Womanizer. Free Britney.
It's really
free
about.
Free my girl, Britney.
But I will say, with suction toys, it's annoying though because if you haven't fully charged it, the suction won't be as strong. Mm-hmm. So there was this time I was sleeping and getting, well, I was getting ready to sleep and I was masturbating with the suction toy, but the suction wasn't suctioning. So I got so angry, crossed my arms in bed, sat up, plugged it beside me, played a quick game of Ludo.
Not Ludo.
I am done with you and this blood
clot
Ludo.
I'm so addicted. Can I... Wait. Sorry to go off on a little tangent, but I've been getting abused on Ludo.
Not the trolls on Ludo. I can't. Called,
someone called me a stinky Negro. I got called
it. What?
Yeah, I know.
How do they even know you're black?
It's in my avi. You can see my avi. I use my Facebook photo. So okay, yeah, they were getting angry because I was smoking their ass. So I was just like, don't even fall off your game. Keep playing. Keep playing. Last 10 seconds, you're... tell them to suck their mums, innit?
I'm so done.
That's exactly what I did. Someone else was telling me, another guy was saying, I love you. I said, not even say anything, goes, I love you. I want to get to know you. Then I said, no. Then he was just like, please. I was like, oh my God, you're a weirdo.
I'm trying to play Ludo here. Like, what the hell? I'm
trying to play Ludo just so I can like masturbate after. Like, please, just do your job and let's play the game and you go your own way.
Somebody tried to move to me on Words with Friends and I was like anybody that knows me, I'm a massive nerd. And I was just like, this is not the forum.
Not at all.
Like, he was like, oh, have you got Insta? And I was like, let's finish just this game.
Yeah.
And I will never speak to you ever again. This is so weird. Like,
I've never played either of these games and I feel kind of out the loop.
How can you never play Ludo? Like, that's what Ludo everyone was so doing cool. throughout lockdown. Yeah. It was literally all over Clubhouse. Ludo room. Ludo room. Quick, Ludo room.
Throughout lockdown, I was just on FaceTime.
You were. She came for Clubhouse for a little bit and then she left us.
I did Clubhouse for like a couple months and then it started becoming PASA and I was like, yep, I'm out.
Been PASA. And they've got Android users. They've got Android users on there now.
I'm glad I exited before the Android I'm telling users you. Turned up.
Okay, guys. So that's I came Android across shaming. This video. I think his name's Moses London. And he was basically talking about honesty and what girls want to hear. And it made me think, like, we have this discussion, but I want us to be really honest. So mm-hmm. I'll play it so we can all hear. Because I feel like this is something that we need to have a... not that we need to have a conversation about it, but what is the truth?
Mm-hmm. You know, like, girls say, like, just tell me what you want from the get-go. Like, just tell me if you want to be fucked by these... Like, it's not that deep, like, just say it. And you say it, and they look at you like you're... like, you just killed their dad. Like... Don't say that. But when I say
it,
you're not going to be happy with it.
You
know
what,
girls?
Yeah, that's it. Makes it clear.
Definitely. Do you know what? Honestly, I understand where he's coming from because it's like, we asked for it. So why are you surprised when we say it? But just because you're being honest doesn't mean I need to like the answer. But at least I know in advance what it is we're doing so I can either be a participant or decide to exit. Like, it's really that simple.
Absolutely. And also, like, do you know what I hate? And I was actually thinking about this the other day. Is basically last year I got dickmatized. I don't want to talk about it.
She said, I'm still suffering.
I'm still suffering. I'm still watching all of these Insta stories.
On your burner account or your real?
Oh, on my burner account.
What, okay. What are you saying?
Same, I do.
Oh, I'm in an open relationship, babes.
Oh, okay. You did say that.
Yeah, so like, I was thinking about this, and because he wasn't, but the thing is that the signs were there. And this is my, I think this does happen when we get dickmatized, is we start imagining situations. Basically, this guy, like, we matched on Hinge, like, nicest dick ever, little bit different. Like, he's more like an artistic kind of.
He's a
like,
creative.
Like a creative, yeah. And he was like opening up.
I hate creatives. I will never date a creative ever again.
Anyway, so. It's a lot. It's a lot. Anyway, so I got dickmatized. And the thing is that the signs were there. Like, he was telling me, but not telling me, like, this wasn't a thing. He was just coming out of a relationship with a famous person, all of this fucking passer. And then But I was really there. I was really there, like at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., ready to, you know what I mean, get an Uber every time he was calling. And like, the signs were there. I should have just listened. This man did not want to be with me. He just wanted to fuck. Like, he literally was like, you know what I mean? It'd be like, bring your wet pussy here. Like, this man's not asking how my day is going. Like, literally, the most welcoming thing in his flat was his dog who was in love with me. And that was about it. Like, this man was like fully like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm only here because you can squat. Like, that's it.
Oh my
like,
goodness. Wow. You know
what I mean? But that's the thing is that like, if I'd asked him in that situation, what do you want? I wouldn't have listened because I was stigmatized. Mm. But now I do think like, if I go on a date and I already in myself and in my mind, I've kind of decided, okay, whatever happens, I'm going to be okay. Whether he wants to carry this on or not, I'm going to be okay. Then the truth can't hurt me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't turn around and tell me something that, you know, I'm not going to like, and then I'm going to go, you know what I mean, cry about it, because I'm already kind of in myself and in my wellness that is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I completely get it. Like, when girls are dickmatized, we are dickmatized. Like, it's a problem.
I don't know. I still have sense. I can't lie to you.
Do you know what? I think it's the opposite that works with me. When a guy wants to be in a relationship with me, I tell him to stop fucking about. I'm just like, don't get me wrong. I know I'm great, but I'm just like, if you want to be in a relationship with me to have sex, like, let me know. Because you don't need to be in a relationship with me. We can have the sex. Right. Do you get what I mean? I don't mind having the sex, but don't tell me you want a relationship. Because that starts scaring me, because I'm just like, we don't need to be in a relationship to do the naughty.
Yeah.
But when I have been told, when I ask guys to tell me what it is, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I get offended.
This is what I'm saying. But the thing I don't feel like you're wrong to get offended. I feel like if you want something more, if you expect something more from the person, or do you know what? You're allowed to feel your feelings. So just because I don't want to just be pussy to you, doesn't mean that I'm not allowed to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. I shouldn't be able to make my own decision.
Right.
So just because you tell me doesn't mean I need to necessarily. But I feel like most,
just because you're honest with me doesn't mean that I have to go along with what you want.
But I feel
do
like,
you know what I mean?
Because women have been socialized to want relationships and to not have sex outside of a relationship. When we're being told that we only want to have, when guys are telling us that they only want to have sex, we just look at it as, oh, he sees me as a sexual object and I want to be more.
But, and also, what will other people say?
And what like, will other people will you, say?
How, not that how will I explain this to my friends, but like, you know what I mean? Like, in a time now where we're all so connected, what's that story going to be? Oh, she was just
doing a thing.
And I mean, to be fair, I don't care about being called just pussy, because yeah, you were just dick. And I think I do see that a lot. However, if you care about what other people think, then definitely you're going to be like, oh, okay, so you're telling people that we were just fucking and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I can completely see it on their end.
I definitely just feel as though you should only have sex for yourself and know what it is you want. Before asking them what type of setup is this, ask yourself, would you be okay? Yeah, ask yourself what you want. So if you know you want sex, ask that question, be bold and ask
would
that question.
Would you be bold enough to say to a guy, like, I don't know what you want, but I just want sex out of this?
I say that all the time.
Of course. I don't play about, honestly. I would definitely.
So in that situation, girls, like, I guess you can start the conversation yourself just to keep it a buck.
Yeah. Especially if you just want sex. If you want a relationship, don't go and hurt your own feelings by asking a question that's going to break your own heart. And I feel like sometimes we do know what it is. We lie to ourselves. Mm-hmm. But again, I feel as though it's because of the way we've been socialized. We've been socialized to want a relationship. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to have a relationship with every guy that you fuck. A lot of these guys are not amazing.
They're not nice guys.
They're not nice guys. They're just good for dick. And they don't even know how to do that right half the time. Like, don't let us start going on, honestly. Like, we're just here to tackle the issue of communicating and, you know, how we perceive situations and what the outcome can be. But we don't want to fall down that rabbit hole of going in on men who don't know where the clit is. We won't do that. We won't do that today. That's not on this episode.
And
but
also,
do you find
like,
it though?
Thank you. And also, ladies, like, don't feel less than. And I think that's the problem with this. When you don't get the answer that you want, don't feel less than. Because I know a couple of girls that are like, oh, that's another number on my, you know what I mean? That's another body and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, like, you went into that. If you haven't had the conversation and you're just going with the flow, which is why I hate a go with the flow kind of guy. Like, I can't fucking stand it. But anyway.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean, is that if you went in there with your heart clean, blah, 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 and you were going with the flow, and then it didn't work out, then don't then turn around and be like, oh, it's another body and stuff like that, because you need to value yourself more than your body count.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to be, you know, to be sleeping with the same kinds of people that are telling you the same thing over and over again just because you don't want to tell somebody some arbitrary number. Like, it doesn't matter.
I don't even discuss body counts. My boyfriend actually has no interest in my body count. I was just like, you don't care. You really don't care.
No, for me, the higher the better. Thank you. The higher the better.
I'm sorry. I'm a prude. I don't give a fuck. I'm a prude. I'm going to be 100% honest. If my guy tells me it's a ridiculous number, I'm going to look at him sideways.
What's a ridiculous number? 200 people.
200?
200 women.
200? Not that it's a bad thing, but all you're telling me personally is that you have herpes. No. And that's not a bad thing, by the way, because that's just it. The more people you have sex with, and a lot more people have herpes than they'd like to admit, and and than what we discuss. Mm-hmm. But that's what it tells me, is that you probably have herpes.
Oh, it was regular testing and stuff like that. And, you know, that's the thing for me, because I don't feel any type of way about sharing how much I get tested. Like, I get tested, if I can get, literally, they had to send me an email and be like, you only get 2 tests every 3 months. Like, I am like, literally, as soon as like that little thing on, so I order from Sexual Health London. Mm. So as soon as it says tests available, I'm ordering it, because I'm like a hypochondriac with my sexual health. Like, I need to know everything, and like, I need to know that I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I want to be able to, you know, to stand in myself and be like, I'm absolutely cool and stuff like that. And be able to ask people their results. And being able to open up and be like, these are my results. What are your results?
And people who try to be a bit weird about you asking about your results are people you're not supposed to be having sex with.
Thank you.
Guys, Thrapples, Rita, Taika Waititi. Did I pronounce his name right?
I have no idea. Taika Waititi, yeah.
And Tess Thompson. Is it Tessa Thompson or Tess?
Tessa Thompson.
Same thing. You have seen, have you not seen Rita kissing up?
I don't know who Rita is.
Rita Ora.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you not see her kissing up or something?
No, I haven't been on socials. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. You need to see this.
I'm into it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm into it.
Tessa Thompson? That's
the mixed race one from
That film,
Men in Marvel Black thingy or whatever.
Yeah, and she's also in Men in Black.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know who Tess is. I know who Rita is. Who's the guy?
I don't know who the guy is.
He's a director. You won't really know him unless you watch like award shows.
They're trying to get that role.
Definitely.
Not trying to get the role.
I didn't even know he was a director, but now it makes sense. So basically,
yeah, like he's got like an Oscar award winning like director or something. Goodness. Yeah.
So for those who don't know the story, I'll just pull up something quickly
read.
PDA. So
what makes me laugh is that there's people, like, if the picture is like zoomed in, but like I think on Wendy they showed like the rest of the picture, and there's like 2 people just chilling watching them. It's so weird.
How do we feel about PDA before we get into the story? How do we feel about PDA?
I love it. I love it when it's me. I hate it when it's other people.
I think I agree.
Is that the Leo?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think I have to be in the moment, because like yesterday I engaged in a little bit of PDA, but I'd had like 2 tequilas. But other than that, I'm really
I was drunk. Yeah, I was drunk. That was it.
Yeah, I'm really like,
yeah,
keep it kind of inside. I've got nothing against holding hands and stuff like that, but like, I don't need to see you putting your tongue down somebody's throat.
People hold hands all the time. We've been holding hands since we were in the school courtyard.
Yeah. I think that's PDA to me. Like,
but I hold hands with my best friends. Like, I hold hands with my female
friends. That's still PDA. Yeah. PDA isn't just like a romantic thing. I feel like PDA is like, just in general, do you know
it's
what I mean?
True.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, for me, like I'm a hand holder, I'll put it out there. I'm an arm clinger, I'll put it out there. But then as soon as I see somebody else doing the things that I want and I'm not getting it right there and then, I'm mad.
I hate it.
I'm like, you're disgusting.
Why are you here?
That's the Leo in you. I'm not gonna lie.
I think that's how I am. I think I like a little bit. bit of PDA here and there, like a smooch here and there, but sometimes I don't even notice if it's a, if it's PDA. Like, I'm thinking about it and I'm just, you know, you're kissing your partner here and there, like,
mm-hmm. you're not thinking, you're oh my God, really PDA! Think,
yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You're thinking, wow, your lips feel
but
nice.
But there are times where I remember, for example, my ex, I purposely kissed my ex in front of people and he said, you've done that on purpose to claim your territory.
Yes.
Yeah, I have.
And what are you talking about? And why are you mentioning it?
Yeah. We stan a Leo Queen.
Like,
yes.
I'm confused.
Obviously.
Do you know what I mean?
Why are you saying obvious?
I'm she confused. Said, this is mine. She, yeah. You know the videos of the lions that were like, as soon as another pack comes over, they like roar. That's what you were doing. You're like, this is my meat.
Someone is going to chat shit. It's like, oh, I didn't know he had a girl.
Well, now you know.
You know now.
My tongue was down his throat.
So. Right, exactly.
What did you think? I was a tongue washer.
Maybe. That's what I mean.
Am I just a throat washer to you? Please.
Honestly, but let's go back to Tessa Thompson. Kissing new man and Rita Ora. So we don't know if they're a throuple. That's what the headlines have been. Okay, so she's kissing other people. She's in an open relationship.
I think she might be a unicorn.
Yeah, she could she could be a unicorn.
From how it's reading, it's sounding very unicorn.
Because this is another guy. I just pulled like it up and this is another. This is a total different guy. This is Zach.
Because the one that you've sent me, I've now gone and done my own little bit of research and I'm seeing everything and there's different people.
Yeah, it's different people.
So
but
I think she is a unicorn.
But do you know what? This is a visualization.
But she could just be living her best life also. So
yeah, definitely. True. It might not be even a label of it. Right. It's just like
she could just be living like, how it happened.
Honestly. Yeah. We're just enjoying. But I feel like this is a little visual of what Hollywood is like. Everyone's doing everyone.
But that's the thing that we ask about that, you know, in the black music industry. Why is it always the same girls dating the same people and stuff like that? And I do think there is an element of that, of just being able to access different people at different times.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work if you know, if it's Janet from accounting and you work as a receptionist. I don't think that's a good idea in that kind of sense. But I do think like I feel like when you put into like creativity and stuff like that, and the fact that they're probably on a set together, they've got nice rooms to obviously do this in. It's not the same thing as me down the road trying to, do you know what I mean, fucking the same bed as somebody else. So I think it is a little bit different. I'm here for it. Even if she's just having fun and not putting a label on it, it does look very consensual. It looked like, you know, it looked like Rita Ora.
She was all smile. She was living her best life.
Exactly. Like, Rita Ora didn't see. It didn't seem like she's kissing my man. She was very
what
much like.
What does Rita Ora
there.
Do? Because nobody knows the answer.
I have no
she
idea.
She had a song
since
one
they
time.
Found out she wasn't black.
Since they found out she wasn't black,
she's been gone.
That's her song.
That's Rita
Ora.
I was thinking. It was like some old school Tiny Temper vibes. Or did Tiny Temper do something?
Oh, wait, I do know that song.
Yeah, that's Rita Ora.
She's been around for years.
Nobody knows what she does. But I rate it because I wish I could do the same. Yeah.
Because she's always every single.
Since she wasn't the little Rihanna anymore, the English Rihanna anymore. As soon as she stopped being the English Rihanna and she wasn't black, people were like, okay.
But she's in her bag because every drag race season, she's there.
She's there.
You will find her there.
She's always
on
the panel.
Not even, I'm not trying to be a hater. I just don't get, I'm actually genuinely asking, like, why? Because, like, what does she do?
Is this light skin privilege?
Yeah.
I think it might
be. Light skin. It's racial
ambiguous light skin privilege.
I just don't get what she does. Like, why is she on Drag Race? She's not, like, known for her makeup or anything.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her, though. By the way, this is not us bashing Rita Ora.
No,
it's genuinely don't know. Yeah. But again, you will see her on panels. Yeah. You will see her, you know, when Tyra decided to give her a season to host the show of America's Next Top Model.
Oh my God, yes. So she was doing that O2 thing where they made her huge and apparently she made like millions from that.
Yeah,
like,
she hosted America's Next Top Model. Listen, she's booked and busy.
She is.
So me too, I would put my throat down.
Ambiguous.
A man. And
exactly. I don't have bills to pay tomorrow. Of course I'm lip-syncing everyone. I don't have bills to pay.
And it's so funny because it just felt like a couple months ago where she got in trouble for breaking lockdown rules. Yeah.
But that was like, they fined her like 50 grand, didn't they? Like, that's nothing. Like,
oh my God.
To her,
it's
nothing.
To me.
But that's what I mean is that, like, she probably did it, like,
imagine,
you know what I mean?
50 grand like, just gone just like that for nothing. She wanted to throw a party. And imagine, she had to pay for the party too.
Exactly. Wow.
But Shah, you're in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, how do you feel? Because I feel like when we see a certain type of relationship in the media, I feel like it always trickles down to what us normal civilians, regular. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, for example, you know, guys pretending to be toxic, they see that bullshit like via future.
Yep.
You know, Diddy. Yeah. And they want to do that. They want to be that guy.
But you don't have Diddy money.
They don't. They don't have
future money.
They don't have future money. And they're gentlemen. It's exactly. Just like, stop trying to be toxic. Your mum raised a good boy.
Exactly. She raised
a very good, well-trained boy. That's not your life. But my point is that we kind of see it play out. We know that often normal civilians want to imitate what we see in pop culture. That's mm-hmm. just how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you guys see like Summer having like loads of throuples?
Who? Summer Walker?
Like just Summer Walker needs to stay at home.
Yeah, but
next year maybe.
I'm talking about
this summer. Do you think we'll see a lot of throuples? Like,
I would love to see it. But I don't think the way the black community is set up,
especially in the UK, I think I see it in the US. Even in the black community, but the black community in the UK are just so prude.
But also, I think we haven't progressed past so many conversations that these people are well past. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we haven't progressed past who pays on the first date. Let alone if you're in a throuple and there's one man, two women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? We're such a smaller community. I feel like that's another reason why things are so much harder for us to get past. Because in America, you can make a mistake and then fly to the next date and forget about your whole life in the previous. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's a completely different thing.
Too many mutuals in the UK.
Yeah, there's so I know everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, everyone says that, but it's true. England, the UK is so small, like mm-hmm. in compared to America. Come on now,
stiff upper lip. For yeah, real. No, yeah. I completely agree.
But I think mentally, I think we would have to move leaps and bounds for that to just be accepted. Like and the thing is that someone like me, and there are a lot of black girls like me in the UK that aren't really caring about that, but. The issue is that if you want to do that, normally you will end up in some kind of interracial situation. Mm. And if you are, you know, standing black man, it was standing.
Did you see me grunt? I'm so sorry.
I said interracial. She said,
black girl only.
But that's listen. What I mean is that finding another black girl, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if I was like, oh, this is my man, and you see it on Bumble all the time, this is my man, a beautiful black couple. And then, like, and then you start reading more and more, and you start chatting to them more, and the guy is just toxic as fuck. Like, he's just basically like wanting to do this for his own ego and whatever. And
it's
this
not
poor
he
girl,
cares yeah, about the women,
absolutely.
Is that really a? Is that toxic, or is that just doing what you want to do with your life?
Yeah, but drag somebody else into that though. Like,
but if you're open and honest from the start, and someone you meet on Bumble, and someone says, "Do you know what? I know you're a couple. I kind of just want to fuck." Is that bad?
No. That's fine. But what I'm saying is that people looking for a throuple, people looking for some kind of like long-term situation, but all of the emotional labor is put on the woman in that relationship. So you won't specifically have a connection with the
so basically it's the guy fucking the girl. It's not really like an actual
yeah, exactly.
Do you know what this kind of reminds me of as well? When I hear about British throuples, it kind of have you guys seen that video of this they were having like a sort of a gangbang, but this black man was fucking this white woman, and this and her husband or her boyfriend was holding her hand as she was getting by this black guy.
I think I've seen a porno like
and he was stroking her hair, like her man literally was stroking her hair.
Yeah, I can
and
see
she was
that.
Getting
isn't
plowed.
That cuckold?
She was getting plowed by this big black guy.
Is that cuckold? Is that what
yeah.
I mean, I involved. Have, it is cuckoldish ish.
I have a lot of problems with the British cuckolding community.
Yeah.
Like, I just because of the way they fetishize black men, but I was educated that if the black men like it as well,
it's
then
true.
I really
they
need
like
to
it.
Shut the fuck up. But I just find like sometimes it does get, I don't know, maybe it's because it's something that I can't imagine, but it does get to the point where it is just a black man fucking your wife as an experience and you're just there getting
it's
her drinks
fantasy,
and shit.
And it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
And something that we need to unpack because you can tell that I feel like the black guy knows he's being used, but he doesn't care either. Yeah. Maybe because it's pussy or because it's
you're
a dream
right.
that he's always wanted
on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Clubhouse, there was a guy who said he did this in Mexico. He was at a bar. Oh my God. I don't know if I'm allowed to. I don't know who the guy is. I don't know your name, but if you know yourself, then shut yourself out. But basically, he was talking about him and his boys went to Mexico and they were in a bar and everyone was like having a good time or whatever. And this couple come over to him. He's a black guy. He's a white couple come up to him and they were like, do you want to have some fun, basically? And he was like, yo, this is weird. Like, I don't even know where, like, I'm not from here. Mm. And they're like, oh, we're not from here either. Anyway, long story short, he ends up fucking his wife. And they literally were like, that's all he wanted to see him do was like have a black guy fuck his wife.
Jesus yeah, Christ, I mean, bull, he didn't mind. Bull fetish is a big
thing.
He was
loving it. The guy was literally like in the corner, like shaking of excitement. Like,
yeah, wow. The there are some white men that do like that, and I've had
just some random stranger.
Is that
street.
What do we call that? A fetish or a kink? Because a fetish is something that you need in order to come. So I think it's a kink.
I think it's definitely a kink. I think when it becomes a fetish, that's when it becomes way too racialized for me. I think you can have as many fantasies as you want, definitely. But where I draw the line is how complicit do I have to be in your toxicity for you to, do you know what I mean? For you to fulfill your fantasy. So in that situation, if the black guy is completely fine and he's having a good time, then that's absolutely fine. But I keep thinking of, you know, Lawrence in Insecure, when the white girls used him.
I remember that.
That is when I'm like, hold on a minute. You need to just take a second and just be like, okay, how much kind of consent have I got in this situation? Mm. And if you're happy with it, then
go ahead.
Like,
happy.
So when I go to orgies, black guys are like cruising for white couples because they also know that there's some level of social capital in that as well, because a lot of the time they might say, oh, let's meet up again, blah, blah, blah. You've now got maybe a situation where you can profit off of if these people are powerful people. So we do have to look at it in that sense, is that there are some black guys that go to orgies or whatever looking for white couples that have that fantasy, and they kind of like have
that
exchange.
And they don't mind being that experiment.
Yeah.
I think I learned to stop defending black guys in such situations. I remember when this podcast, whose name I won't mention, but it just takes one Google to find, they were talking about what it meant to be a real black guy.
Yeah.
And I just found it so racist. They were like, no, he's not a real black guy, you know, like a real hood guy. Like, he wasn't hood. Because one of the hosts was another sex podcast. She was saying that she had sex with a black guy. And her other host was saying, but he wasn't a real black guy. Like, you know, like a real black guy. You know what a real black guy
is. I do know that podcast.
Do you remember?
I was angry.
Yeah. So I remember I made a post about it. Like, the fuck? This is racist as hell. And when I say capping. There were black men who were telling me to be quiet.
Capping.
And the thing is, some of them don't understand how it can be dangerous, because not only are you being fetishized, these are the what you're being told is a real black guy is the same things that gets you stopped and searched, gets you pulled over by the police, you know, has you in handcuffs, or has you being questioned in a community when you're just minding your own business. These are the things that make what they white people think a real black guy looks like. So
and they're not going to protect you as well.
And they're not going to protect you.
That's what annoys me.
But when they started telling me to shut up, I said, I'm never defending black men again. When it comes to such situations, never, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's harmful, and we can kind of comment on how harmful it is. And I, like, you know, being in that situation of seeing somebody looking for white couples, obviously, to be in. And again, you do you. However, when that person, you know, when they're still going to hold power, because these are white people, and we live in, you know, we live in a racist society. So you always have to be aware of that. So obviously, if somebody's like making you aware of the dangers, just take it on board. Don't tell me to shut up, because at the end of the day, when the chips are down, you and me are the only black people here. So, sure. You know what I mean? And I think I remember that episode, that podcast, and I was actually really angry, because I was like, hold on a minute. Like, what are you... And also, those black guys that are real black guys are in a minority. So what Absolutely. Are you talking about the other black guys that are, you know what I mean, that don't fit that stereotype? Like, what are you talking about? And the fact that black men came caping for them, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
we just don't get involved. We just don't get involved. Guys, I came across this story, which I found, funny, actually. So a woman's one-night stand found out she had a boyfriend and left him a note. So just to summarize the story, this woman had a one-night stand. And she told the guy she was cheating with the following morning that she actually had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing he thought it was fucked. So what he did is he wrote it on a post-it.
I did see this.
Oh, no.
And he put it where she would never look. Shah, have you seen it? Because if SJ's seen it, I won't ask her. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen
okay,
it.
Okay, where do you think a guy would put a note that a woman would never, ever look? That he knows that another guy will see?
Behind the TV?
I don't know. That's not a bad guess. But no, he put it on the toilet seat.
Of course! Of course!
Underneath the toilet seat.
Oh, so when she puts it up...
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so he put a note there. He put a post-it. But let me see what he wrote. So he wrote... This is what he... He basically didn't even say too much. All he said was, sorry to tell you like this, but I'd want to know if I was you. And at the bottom, he just wrote, sorry, bro. Like, I'll be reading it like... pacing around like, what does this mean? What does this mean? No, it can't be what I think it means. What does it mean?
I'd lose my mind until the next... Oh, man.
I'd lose my mind. I would absolutely...
So and there's any cheaters out there, any ladies who are cheating out there, learn
check,
from this. And
check the toilet seat. Check that toilet seat.
When you're cheating, check that toilet seat. When you just getting you a smidge of dick, new dick, even though you're in a relationship, check your toilet seat. No, I'm joking. Obviously, we don't condone cheating, but we accept that it happens. It just does. Someone is getting fucked right now who's not their partner.
Thank yikes. Mm-hmm.
That's just life. So that's so sad. I thought that that was my... Like, was the guy right in snitching or was he wrong? Do you snitch?
I don't snitch personally, but that's only because a lot of this stuff is none of my fucking business. Like, and I think, you know...
Is it not different though for women? Because I feel like women will always stay in certain scenarios. I don't know why. Again, it's because we've been told that men are the prize.
Yeah.
So we don't want to leave because it then makes us look like the loser. Most women want
to
show...
And you give in to the side chick and whatever.
Yeah, you give in to the side chick. Like, that's the thing.
Would I snitch?
I don't think women ever...
In your situation, would you snitch?
So just so people understand...
Yeah, I would snitch.
If you were with a guy who has a girlfriend...
Yeah.
You would tell her...
If I said the guy who had a girlfriend...
And he never told you. Actually, wait. And he never told you. Because that's what happened in this scenario.
Yeah, and he never told me. I might hold on to it.
Oh, if I'm the other woman.
I might hold on to it until I need leverage. I can't lie, because I'm a petty bitch.
I've been the other woman without knowing I was the other woman. And like, I got flued out to a villa in France and everything. And I genuinely thought I was doing the business. And I found out I was the other woman, like... 5 minutes, like, I was literally like, packed my bags and like left.
You left?
No. So like the holiday or whatever was over, and he was about to drive me to the airport. And I was like, oh, I left my charger. So I went back upstairs, and all of the clothes that were not there before were now there.
Oh my gosh.
Of the pictures that were not there before were now there. So what this man had done was, when he was putting on the alarm, he'd put all his wife's stuff back.
Oh my goodness.
So in that moment, I wish I'd had the forethought of leaving.
Put the photos like face down and everything.
But they were no photos. That's the thing. He was like, oh yeah, no, I only live here like during the summer. So yeah, we don't have a lot of stuff here, blah, blah, blah. But I wish I'd had the forethought. In that moment, when you do someone dirty, then I think you should probably snitch. But if it's like...
Now, I'm going to hold on to it because I might need it at some later point. But to be honest, it's not my business. It's your relationship. You want to step out. What can I do?
Exactly.
I'm not a part of your little... I have no loyalty to you or the woman, so...
Yeah, am I going to go and beat you? Honestly. Yeah.
But if I find out, like I said, I'm going to hold on to it in case I need to use it against you at some point. The same way I hold on to all my text messages in case I need to use them.
I hold on to text messages. Also, if I see something, if I see somebody that's not close to me, but like if it's my best friend's man, I'm obviously saying straight away. But if it's somebody that I know... And that person's not that close to me. I've only ever done it once.
I think I've only done it once where I've told a girl, and I knew she was going to stay, but I wanted to tell her because I knew it would still cause problems. Like, I knew she was going to stay, but I knew that he would probably have to buy her gifts.
Yeah.
He'd be in the doghouse for ages, which is good enough for me. Yeah.
Get on that Michael Kors website.
Yeah. Honey. Not Michael Kors.
Not Michael Kors. Chanel. We're talking Prada. We're talking Gucci, baby. Yeah.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I knew that he would be, in some trouble.
I just remembered something. We were speaking about toxicity a minute ago. Have you seen what Diddy's been doing?
Yeah, he's mad. We should discuss
that. Oh, Diddy's mad.
He's crazy. Hey, big head. So for those who don't understand, he posted a picture of him.
Multiple pictures.
Multiple.
Go on Diddy's page.
I think because he saw her with Ben Affleck.
But it's not just Diddy. Because Vivica Fox is doing the same thing right now.
Vivica Fox is talking about 50.
And now Cuban and Vivica are going back and forth. She's going now. Still going back and forth right now. am I supposed to be? I'm like, yo, hold up. What
okay,
is
let's, okay, let's start one celeb at a time. It's just going crazy. Let's do Diddy it's crazy first,
because that's the one I was thinking about. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, I thought you said he posted multiple. There's just one here that I see.
Then he's deleted the others because I'm telling you, there was multiple. There was one of them when she was at the that green dress that she likes to wear every year.
My ex should never post me in your life. Do not post me.
I no longer exist. Do you
not ruin my market anymore? No one needs to know we were a thing. When we were a thing.
I don't have exes. I'm telling you.
I want to say I don't have exes. I want to say I don't have exes, but I think it's just gonna be disrespectful. I've got to wait maybe a year or two then I can start saying that.
I do not have exes. Read my lips. Listen to my voice.
I have exes, but we never fucked. This pussy's new.
Listen, you ain't fucked me. You fucked the old body. You ain't fucked Shani, you fuck Nicole body, baby. It ain't me.
AJ, what would you do though if your ex started posting you?
I'd act like I was... Anyway, let me not say that.
You're a fan. You're a fan.
I'd act like I was crazy.
Yeah.
I'd act like I was crazy. For real, I'd be like, oh my God, I don't know what happened. I don't know what you're talking about. That was a witch. I don't know.
I'd be in the comments. Delete this. I'd honestly be in the comments. J-Lo needs to be in the comments. But what's going on?
Start reporting the picture.
Why do we... Let's do a quick analysis. Why do we think that Diddy is posting J-Lo
because
for no reason?
Because she's back with Ben Affleck. She just broke up with her man. She's gone back for a cookie with Ben Affleck. He's like, oh, maybe she'll spin around this block too.
She was hanging out with Mark Antony though. They've
That's
just
her
reported
baby daddy.
It.
That's her baby daddy.
That's her
though.
Baby daddy. Yeah. The thing is that I genuinely
Diddy
believe
wants to spin
that
around the block.
And also, the problem with Diddy is that he does... He has an over-familiar relationship with his
exes.
He wants
Jenny from the block.
Like, you know...
He does. And he loves all his women.
Yeah. What star sign is he? Because I need to know. Because it's something... All of his women...
Something
except for Cassie. He did Cassie dirty.
Yeah, he did, you know.
Hold up. Because did he...
Yes, he did.
How do you know?
Actually, that is true. How
she
do we
never
know?
Came to say that, oh my God, he did me dirty. Who said that she ever
that
went
is true. That is okay. Actually, that is...
You know what?
Who said that?
To be fair, and that you is see true. Her man...
And they both helped each other out. Like, yeah. He helped her market, she helped his market. They both, do you know what I mean? Like, she's a beautiful, stunning girl. Mm-hmm. Very successful.
She's living
man
her best
and
life.
Rich.
Yeah.
Do you know what
and
I mean?
And now she's
she
got what
she wanted. She has the dream. She lived the life mm-hmm. that lots of girls would love to live. And now she's happily
settled down.
Married. Like, who would not want that
with
life?
Two bubbies.
Exactly. So, I don't know.
So
I feel
did
like.
Did he do her dirty? We never know.
We don't know. But I feel like with Diddy and J-Lo, I think he's just doing a hey, big head type of thing right now. It's and rich. Like, since you hollering at your exes, don't right. forget, you know, yeah. we were the hottest thing.
Hey, Jenny from the block, don't forget to spin around this block.
But let me tell you now, as soon as that court case happened, when that shootout happened, them two broke up so quick. I've never seen a couple break up so quickly in my life.
J-Lo saw police. She said, peace out, nigga.
No. She remembered she was Latina, not black.
No, she was like, uh-uh.
She said, this ain't J-Lo, this is Jennifer Lopez.
I'm not from the block. I'm not from the block. I don't know these men.
Manhattan, okay?
Manhattan.
Okay.
I don't know these men.
I really do. It's interesting. Like, so many exes are going back and forth. As you mentioned as well, we've got 50 Cent and Vivica Fox. Vivica Fox made a comment. Now, her comment was that he's
but
the
wait,
love of my
before
life.
Before you even say that, Vivica Fox stays making comments.
She always,
yeah.
She loves him. She loves him. She loves him. She loves him as much as Superhead loves Lil Wayne's dick.
Amen.
Oh, oh my God. Loves him. Like the way she was like, if Wayne calls, no matter who.
I'm there.
She was like, I don't care.
In the middle of the night, I'm there.
I don't care if I'm married. Like, and her husband say, knows.
Vivica came to say, yo, like, that's the love of my life. I'm like, yo, wait, you know he's with someone. Like, that's kind of crazy. Imagine your man's ex.
Because she doesn't
say,
rate her. That's why. Only a woman who would do that doesn't rate the girl that he's with now. And I don't know why, because she's rateable. She's a stunning girl.
She's
got 50. So how can you not rate me? Like, she's, do you know what I mean? And I don't think,
love
she's like a lovely girl as well. Cupid, unless I'm incorrect.
I like
think she's
personally.
Cute and funny. Yeah.
And she's tall girl gang.
Anyway, she's like a cool girl.
I loved the first few clapbacks, but Cuban, what I can say is the menopause stuff, that one cute sis.
Oh, yeah, really? Did she say
that
menopause?
But the rest of it, go for it.
I'm not going to lie. If you're coming from a man, I say everything. If I need to tell you that you old and that you, actually, no. I think maybe because I know how to clap back without it offending a bunch of other women or
without
a stage that I'm going to be at one day
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
We're all going to, our periods, like all our eggs are going to finish up soon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make sense unless Vivica decides to wait for Cuban and be like, oh, So your menopause has come now, yeah? What was that you were saying years ago?
Right. She 40 will. Years later.
I didn't know she said that.
If that was her, I would screenshot that message so quickly.
And just wait 20 years. 20 this years.
It's crazy because I mean, this obviously the Shade Room is the one that started it. And the Shade Room is so freaking shady because they were literally like...
I know what they're doing.
They cut out the part of Ivica saying after, oh, he's got a great new girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Oh. So she never saw that. And then on top of it now, they came to like repost... Cubans like menopause comments and all that sort of stuff, and now the people in the comments are like, oh my god, Miss Necklace, please leave her like her name's Cuban.
Oh my god,
you're so shady. Like, I cannot stand the Shade Room.
No, the thing is with Vivica is that she's gonna be okay no matter what. Like, she's gonna be fine.
Yeah,
it's just so it's weird that this is I don't really think that Vivica's sitting there capping for 50 Cent. I do believe that you can say somebody's the love of my life.
Yeah, but how many times are you going to say it? Because I'm not going to lie, shut the fuck up.
And they always, but the thing is, they always ask her about 50 Cent because I think this was on Vlad. They stay
yeah, it
Oscar.
Was Vlad
it's
TV.
Not the first time I've always heard about
her. But you like see what though. I mean? Like, I don't understand why you book, keep, I don't understand why you keep speaking. If someone, after a certain amount of time, like they haven't been together for years. After mm-hmm. a certain amount of time, if someone asks you about your ex, you're going to stop saying, yeah. oh, da 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 da. You're going to just say, you know what, can we not talk about it anymore? Like, yeah. why are you still speaking on it? Especially when you know he has a new woman. Like, for me, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go on my, talk about my, I don't have any exes. But if I did have an ex, I wouldn't go start talking about, oh my God, he was this and
no,
he was that.
I would call my, okay, so I haven't been in a position, like, actually I have. So when I was in my last ex, I remember, in the middle of our relationship, he had an ex that was trying to poke her nose in and try and show her face again.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
She wrote a poem about him and everything.
Hey, a poem?
A poem! I said, I'm with this nigga.
Poetry.
He's not that great.
Sister slam poetry for the dick.
Do you know what I mean? She did slam poetry for the dick. I don't know what it was. That's like, maybe wild. She went back into the streets and she said, wait, hold on. Maybe what I had before
the
wasn't.
Ain't it.
Yeah, the streets ain't it. But then she was trying to show her face. So I was just like, nigga, if you don't reprimand this bitch, I will right. do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't,
and I have no problem telling my guys to control
though.
Their hoes. Yeah. I hate that.
I hate it.
Listen, babes, control your hoes before I control them.
Right. Exactly.
I hated that. Like, I hate, like, yeah, same situation. My ex, he's like ex and whatever. It wasn't even an ex. They were just fucking at one point. This girl was like full on stalking me on Twitter and all of this kind of stuff. And I just had to be like, you either deal with this or I'm going to make her cry. Like,
yeah.
We can't do this. Like, how are you putting your nose into something that has nothing to do with you anymore? That person is in a relationship. For all you know, this is the love of his life and he's about to get married.
This is what I'm saying about Vivica.
And you're not going to allow girlfriends to stop the love.
So this is exactly about Vivica. Because I'm like, yo, so Vivica, sis, like, for real, I know you've had other men since 50.
Exactly.
I know
Vivica
you
thoughts.
Know.
Exactly.
Right, I know you know that he's with someone. If Vlad has to ask you about something, you don't have to answer every single question.
Exactly.
You don't have to answer it.
What's Vlad going to do? Is he going to slap you?
Right.
He's
going to
say
no comment.
No comment. Move on to the next one. He's not going to
exactly.
beat you.
Yo.
But no, when it happens with me, it was so interesting because after he told her to chill, she did another blog entry and said, he defended her. I guess it really is love. I was just like, rest.
You need help, sis.
Rest.
No, I hope she's somewhere.
Rest. I mean, we're not together, so sis, honestly, try your luck. Go. You could try again. Maybe he might be on it this time. Who knows?
He might be on it.
But I wish I was right. Pelham I was just like, I'm with him. He's not that amazing. Like, why are you right? Leave my... Do you know what I mean? Like,
he does not deserve the slam
she said,
poetry.
For the
hun.
Dick part
right.
two.
But when I saw Cuban like do that, I just saw her do the violin.
Violin.
I was
the
violin.
Crying.
The
violin is brilliant.
Yes,
I
thought, oh, okay. That,
and then she said something
that.
Else, and she was like, oh, I was. It was, both of her insults were to do with like age, and I was like, no, Cuban, like, you can
no,
do
you
so,
have
much,
so
more.
Much more.
Because her other one was like,
if a man not old. I don't understand.
She literally,
50 is like
her
50.
Other, exactly.
Literally 50 is like
her
50.
Other comment was, oh, I was always told to stay out of grown folks' business. I was like,
but you fucking a grown folk.
You right. Like, this is your business, sis. Yeah, low key.
No, there's a lot of other things that she could have said. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Like, honestly, like, if we, anyway, there are ways she can go about it, but I feel like, you have to have a type of tongue to know how to insult someone without it having to be.
Yeah, but she's very hood at the
ages.
Same time. Like, low-key, I
yeah,
don't expect anything
Americans
else.
Americans
like,
don't care.
Yo,
they will crush
yeah,
you.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
nothing is below the belt.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. If it's my man,
you,
right,
I don't care
about
your feelings.
I don't care about anybody else right now.
Especially when
you
came for me. Especially when you've come for my relationship.
But she didn't. That's the thing. She didn't even come for me. Just said that. Actually, no, it is.
It's coming. You're sending shots. Oh, the love of my life.
You can't. I'm thinking about it. If some bitch was out there saying that my boyfriend now is the love of her life, I'm using the burner account.
You know what I mean? Not even the burner account. The group chat burner accounts will roll live.
Will run you off.
Seven burner accounts are coming.
Because clearly I need to make you feel a type of way so you can stay in your place because you're pissing me off because I don't know what's gassed you to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I love Vivica Fox and I like Cuban as well. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's so many beautiful men in the world that the Vivica can go on about and talk about.
So leave a man alone.
Yeah, but I don't know. When it comes to love, if you've experienced it, if I've experienced that love, surely I should be able to speak about that love. It's such a weird thing, but it's just like,
but you don't have to Vlad, say names.
On Vlad's platform, right. Yeah, you don't have to say names, correct. And why on Vlad's platform?
And you know it's, you messy, can say amongst your Vlad friends. Is messy.
Vlad is very messy.
He's messy. That's like going on Wendy Williams, like, and she has done before, going on Wendy Williams talking about 50 Cent. Like, you're not going on Wendy Williams for like some kind of exposed, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
for some
true.
Kind of deep conversation.
It's not like yalla.
Exactly.
But Auntie Viv, honestly,
exactly.
Leave him alone.
Like, just leave him alone. You can talk about that. In yourself.
He responded. Like, 50 did
he
respond.
Blushed. I was looking at him like, you little nasty.
I didn't watch it, but I've read, so I'm going to watch it now. But I read that he was basically saying, you know, like a lot did happen in our relationship. Because he basically mentions that it went public too soon mm-hmm. and their publicists were too involved. So he thought, fuck this, I'm not doing this anymore.
But also, he's a gangster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the same time, I think a lot of the stuff, I know 50 Cent, like, has obviously matured and stuff like that and has come through. We're talking about 15 years ago or 15 years plus. 50 Cent was not the person that he is now. And I think having social media, this is one of the people that having social media has actually helped them kind of perhaps taper themselves, because I do genuinely believe that 50 Cent was like, what the fuck is this? Like, do you know what I mean? When you're used to
a lot of women be falling for 50, even like Chelsea Handler.
Oh my God, yes.
Them two have beat as well. I just didn't understand. I was just like, what do you two even talk about? What do you?
Thank you. What did you have a chat about?
Maybe when your bank account reaches a certain threshold, then
there's no, everything's level.
Yeah, everything's level. But I was just like, what do you and Chelsea? Like, Chelsea's a funny lady. I like her. Chelsea's funny, but I didn't understand it.
I don't think.
And you know what's interesting? Yeah. I think to myself, if I just don't get it, like, she's just not it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, she's not even one of those. God forgive me in it, but she's not like one of those bombshell blonde women.
Yeah, she's not a...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, she's not a top tier white woman.
Yeah,
they are
not.
Some top tier white women. I'm very... They are like, some top tier white women.
Look at the difference
women. Between
the white women and the black women who... I don't... Do you know what? Let's not get into this. Look at what Chelsea Handler looks like as a white woman. And look at the black or ambiguous women that he goes for. Vivica, Cuban. You notice that these are top black women. Vivica, I don't care how old Vivica Fox is. She's still going to be that lady. Do you know what I mean? She's still going to be that woman. We all know that Vivica Fox is still that woman. Do you know what I mean?
And she
knows.
She throws down in the bedroom. Like,
let's do dilemmas.
Okay.
Because we've got a bit left. So we're going to do some dilemmas, guys. If you want to send us your voice note, do so. I had one that was sent to us. Again, if you do send us a voice note, it's always anonymous. So send it to laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to send us a dilemma, you want to write it out, send it to the same email address, laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to play the...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Voice note so we can give some advice.
So my relationship dilemma is my ex that I dated about 3 years ago, he had a problem where he couldn't get it off, and like it really ruined our sex life a lot, because he would always be in a rush to put it in, because once he would get it up, he couldn't keep it up. And it took me a lot of time to get over this and stop internalizing it and feeling as if I was a failure as a woman for his short comments. And even though we've broken up for about 3 years now, it took me about that long to really feel okay that this really wasn't me, that it was his problem, that there was nothing wrong with me, that it was all on him and it was something he had to deal with and it wasn't my fault. So my question is, as women, how do we not internalize these things and feel guilty for things that we have no control over? How do we gain our confidence back, so to say, if our partner have problem getting it up, when, you know, we know that it's not really our fault, that we, you know, are doing everything we can to look attractive to them?
Low key, sis, I'm not going to lie, you sound a bit wild.
Why do you think she sounds wild?
You could have worded that so much differently. You could have been, I understand, right? I understand you feeling vulnerable and feeling like maybe it's your fault, but sometimes it's like, take yourself out of the situation, because imagine how he would feel. Like, I get that you want to feel like you're the reason and this and that and the third, but like, sometimes... step out of main character syndrome, and that's coming from a Leo, so please. But I just feel like it's a bit mad. Like, understand that, you know, he might be going through something, and just, you know, hear it out. And if he doesn't want to talk about it, then fine. Like, you've left the situation, or you're not, whatever. But
do you know what, I hear you. I thought, like, education is what matters here as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like if we're all a bit more educated, then we understand why we can't internalize things. And then, as SJ said, we take ourselves out of the equation and there isn't no, you know, main character syndrome. But I definitely feel as though if we educate ourselves more, like if more of us understood that, you know, some men mm-hmm. do have, you know, erectile problems or difficulties just the same way as some women have vaginismus. Yeah. Like, if we all became a bit more educated, we wouldn't be asking such questions. And it's fine to ask, don't get me wrong. Like, even as a thought, like, I get it. Because sometimes if a guy can't get up, I'm not going to lie, if I was younger, like when I was 19, if a guy didn't get hard around me, I instantly thought he wasn't attracted to me. Yeah. Because I was led.
Be big-headed then. Because if that ever happened to me, I'd be like, oh, I guess something's wrong down there.
Yeah, mate.
Like, I never would think it's me. Yeah, I swear to you.
See, but that's good.
Sounds like a you problem to me.
I love that. But that's what some of us were led to believe. But we're led to believe that a guy gets hard because he's attracted to something, because he's horny. So if he's not horny in that moment, it means that he doesn't like you or something like that. And I guess that's what she was also feeling, like, oh, he's getting hard, but he's not staying hard. Is there something wrong with me? Am I internalizing this? Is it a me problem? Is it him? Do I talk about it? Do I not? But I honestly feel like it, communicating amongst friends and especially with your partner and letting them know, like, hey, I've noticed this is happening. Mm-hmm. We should definitely, like, get you speaking to a health professional, because clearly there's an issue. Clearly there's an issue, but you should definitely find ways to communicate with your partner if you're ever in that position. And you should also educate as well. Like, stopping yourself from internalizing is also accepting that sometimes men just
things
have
aren't
issues.
In your control.
Yeah, like, they're not in your control. Like, sometimes men have issues. Sometimes women have issues. That's like a man getting worried that his girlfriend has vaginismus, so she's thinking, oh, she's not truly comfortable around him. But that's not how vaginismus works. It's just your body rejecting or just not being ready
for sex. And I think also, obviously, I don't know the circumstances of that breakup, and I hope this isn't something that contributed to that. But I do think that actually, if she had, as SJ said, taken herself out of the equation, she could have had a conversation with him that was a bit more, I don't know how to explain it, but a bit more open. I definitely, like, I've been with people that openly take Viagra in front of me. I've been with people that, you know, openly will say, okay, well, you know, I'm perhaps not going to last as long and blah, blah, blah. And they have been comfortable enough to have that conversation with me. However, the problem is that when it becomes the me show, everything is like, oh, so what if I wore this? Would you? And it's like, no, like it's got nothing to do with you. And especially when we are now talking about male erectile dysfunction, a lot of studies are talking about how it is a mental thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it has nothing to do with health and stuff like that. Sometimes it is a mental thing. And, you know, that is something that is a part of male mental health as well, that perhaps is not being spoken about enough in the way that, you know, when a man is depressed or when a man is going through something, they are not going to be able to quote unquote perform as you as you're saying it. And that's and that's something that your partner should be able to do. That I don't understand why it's taken her 3 years to get over it. I don't know whether she hasn't dated or
maybe
whatever.
It's been at the back of her mind.
Yeah, I do think perhaps, you know, maybe her speaking to somebody, maybe not a mental health professional, but somebody who could, because you can just speak to one-off counselors and stuff like that. I'm not sure where she's based or whatever.
Honestly, just get out of your own head.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, you just, in order to move on, I'm going to tell you, get out of your own head.
And like, I'm sure he's having sex. I'm sure he's still having sex, or he is in the process of making sure.
But it doesn't matter about him.
Yeah.
If you're trying to move on for you, you need to get out your own head and stop thinking about him in that past situation. It's 3 years ago. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
3 years.
3 years of your life.
It's quite long. Have a conversation with your friends as well. When you exchange experiences, your eyes will be, you know, honestly, it'll open. And that's why I always encourage women to have conversations with other women, or even men. Have conversations about sex. It doesn't need to be about arousal. Just share your experiences. So then again, you become a bit more educated and you know what else is happening. Because sometimes you, unless you listen to Laid Bare, but sometimes you only really know about your own sex life if you don't talk to others. You know, we've got another dilemma, actually. This one was just emailed in. I'm going to read it out. This is the first time I'm reading it, so I just saw it, so I said, let me give it a go. I want to take my own virginity. Is it okay? This is interesting. Okay. Thank you for this fun and informative podcast. You're truly the best, and I pray nothing but blessings and success for you all. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to take a part of those blessings as well, since I'm here.
Yes, take them, take them. Here's my short dilemma. I basically never had sex with a guy before. Nothing, not even oral, hand job. But I've always been in touch with my sexuality. I masturbate. I'm into audio erotica. Ooh. I love teasing my body and exploring new areas. Most importantly, I know what I like and what I don't. Then she puts in brackets, might have a little kink or two, lol. However, I'm still a virgin. Then she puts in brackets again, whatever that means. In the sense that I've never had anything inside of me. I really want to finger myself and explore my vaginal orgasm, but I'm kind of scared. I know it's my body and I'm allowed to explore it however I want to. But at the same time, I've never heard of anyone losing their own virginity by themselves, and I'm worried it's going to hurt, be unsafe. I'm 23 years old. I come from a religious family, so sex is still a taboo. And although I'm not religious myself, I've never been in a relationship, and this quarantine hasn't been helping. To top things off, I've been sexting with this handsome, sexy guy who seems to be attracted to me too. He now wants to meet me and have some fun. But again, I'm scared he doesn't know I'm virgin. Although the nudes I've sent him in the past few months tell the exact opposite. Help us this out. Can I take my own virginity? Is it safe? Does it hurt? Any tips for the first time?
I'm here for taking your own virginity.
Is that a thing?
Is a different. Well, I think it's a different kind of ownership of your own sexuality.
That is true.
Which I'm here for. I don't think that is the definition, but we'll work with that definition. I think when you are fingering yourself and so on, you do have to go at your own pace, and you do have to, you know. And also, it's your own hand. So you can stop if you want to stop. It's your own hand. You sound like you're somebody that's already kind of engaging in things that turn you on. Mm. So I don't have a problem. I don't think you have a problem with being turned on and being turned on by yourself. So I just think you should just let that feeling go as it is. It is your own hand. So you can stop at any point. In terms of the guy, I'm not sure I would lose my virginity to somebody.
A rando.
I don't think that's a good idea. Just for different.
Why?
Yeah, it's true. Are there rules to virginity? I mean, first of all,
virginity is nothing that special to you. Or like, not that special, but if it's something that's like, if oh my God, like it doesn't really.
Construct.
Do you know what I mean? Then do what the heck you want to do. If you want to take your own virginity, it says there are dildos all over, everywhere. Exactly. Your fingers work.
I mean,
it's not really taking your own virginity, do you know what I mean? But it is exploring yourself and it's learning what you do or don't
but
like.
But do you suggest her fingering herself or taking her own virginity before she sleeps with this guy, which is what I'm saying, is that don't go and sleep with this guy.
Either do what you want to do. I can't lie.
I feel like fingering yourself wouldn't necessarily be taking your own virginity. It's just not. Like riding a bike,
yeah.
Riding a horse. These are things which do affect your hymen sometimes. I feel like sometimes.
Virginity is sex. Let's be
virginity is sex. And it could be with a man. It could be with a woman. If you are having, even if you're giving a guy oral, I'm sorry. I feel
like, yeah.
Oral, that's still penetration. Someone is still coming.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you don't need to come before it counts. Because if that was the case, then I lost my virginity at 27.
Exactly.
Or 28. Exactly. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So I would definitely say that you should do what you want, but do it safely. Think about it. And if you were my little sister, I'd probably say, no, don't have sex with this guy. But that's just me looking out for my little sis. I mean, I would say get to know him a little bit. And not get to know him like, oh my God, this could be the love of your life.
No,
your husband.
No, no. Just know, like,
get to know him. As in, you know, just find out if his feet stink, you know.
Exactly.
Like,
know
find
that
out, make sure
bed sheets don't smell like Kool-Aid.
Right. Make sure, like, he takes like 2 showers a night, you know. Just
something.
Find out his last name. I mean, my point is just like, get to know him more, because you can honestly just lose your virginity to someone who's not your partner. They don't need to
be
your partner.
And that's fine. And that could be the best sexual experience for you, because some people, you know, I know one of my friends waited 2 years to have sex with her partner, and she hasn't come yet. So,
sorry, babe.
So, you know.
Aww,
and
we need to get her a toy.
Oh, trust me. I've sent her so many toys.
Aww.
But the thing is that, like, she hyped it up so much, and now she's stuck in this situation where she's with somebody that she holds this special bond with, that she now can't leave.
They're
and
not
it's
sexually
like,
compatible.
Exactly. You're not sexually compatible. Everything else may be going well, but at the core of it, I think intimacy is very, very important. Mm. So it's what you make it. I've
and
had
need
amazing
to
sex
spark.
With people that I've never no, spoken imagine. To ever again. And true. That's been absolutely fine and been good. I've also been in a relationship where I didn't have sex for 3 months and we slept in the same bed. So,
listen,
you know,
anything.
I think you'll know in when it comes to losing your virginity, it's honestly only something that you can advise yourself on.
Yeah.
Like, we can only say so much, and we can only, like, tell you so much from, like, our own experiences. But I feel like, for sure, at this stage where you're saying, like, we're still technically in a lockdown or whatever, explore yourself, get comfortable with yourself. All the little worries and things that you have right now, explore those things with yourself for right now before you introduce another person. Like, honestly, I feel like you'd be even more comfortable and even more confident having sex with somebody for the first time once you understand your body a little bit more for yourself.
That's what masturbation makes here.
Right. So I feel like, go with that. And you don't necessarily need to see it as taking your own virginity. And I'm telling you, sis, it probably won't hurt. Like it probably will not hurt when it's just you with you. Light some candles. Make it, like, feel like it's a date kind of thing. Like, just make it feel special to
and
you.
I feel like
and when you're ready,
she,
get
I
your
like
toys.
She does
like, do
as
it.
Well. Like, she says that she masturbates. Am I correct? Yeah, she said, I masturbate. She's into audio erotica. So she's already someone who's already quite clued up when it comes to her sexuality.
So
she knows what she likes. So she does play about and, you know, play with herself, which is really important, because I feel like once you can do that, you can teach your partner, if they're willing to listen.
Thank you.
You know, what you enjoy. But yeah, I would say don't see it as taking your own virginity. Masturbate, discover what it is you like. That do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think when
and
people
you might
talk
not
about
come
virginity,
the same way that you've been coming from the kind of stimulation that you've been having, and that is also okay. That's how you know that you are not a penetrative
person.
You're not, and that's absolutely fine. I do think, you know, not so much. I don't want to say take the leap, but definitely, you know, allow yourself to go that bit further. It's not a religious issue. You're not saying that you're not masturbating because of religion or anything like that. You just haven't gotten there yet. And that's, absolutely fine.
Let's do the next dilemma. I'm here looking for a charger, but we moved.
I think there's one
we've
down
there. Got, is there one down there?
Like next to...
Let's see what this is. Oh my God, if this isn't one. Okay, there we go. Right, so next one. This one was actually quite funny. So this one says, my boyfriend and my best mates are good friends. They know each other through me. I'm not one to get jealous or anything, but we were at a house party and she was sat on his lap because there were no chairs. I told
her.
There were no chairs.
There's a floor.
I told her to take my chair so she wouldn't sit on him, but she said she was fine. They then danced a bit later, not proper gyrating, but still a bit inappropriate. I told him how I felt and he said I was blowing it out of proportion. What are your thoughts?
Your man's an idiot, first of all.
Your man's not.
If there isn't a chair, there's a floor.
Yeah.
Also,
you belong there.
The option of him standing up and letting your friend sit down.
Is he a gentleman? Yes or no?
So
is
he's
he
not
a
even
gentleman?
A gentleman?
Yes or no?
So yeah, your man's an op. I'm very sorry to tell you this on this this way, but your man's an op. I think it's what's worrying me is you setting a boundary with your friend and them basically kind of dismissing it. That's quite worrying to me because I'm not a jealous kind of person, but if I, my girls know, like if I said, don't do this, they, do you know what I mean? The they will respect my boundaries. Why did your friend invalidate your boundary? That's weird to me.
Honestly, I just feel like I'm a crazy bitch, so my friends wouldn't even try it. Because they'd just be like, what are you doing? I don't understand. Is everything okay? Or, do you know, I'm just that person. I'll just come in front of you and start waving my hand around like, hello, what is this?
Do you not see me?
What is going on?
Have you got sand?
Like, are your legs suddenly like did you fall there? And then the whole dancing, don't get me started on
the dancing. Is too much.
I don't even date men who like to dance anyway. So I wouldn't even be in that position. I can't imagine. Can you imagine my man in the middle of a dance with a girl? Oh my God.
Doing you got served.
Dancing in the rain, like proper, like coming, doing Usher under the bridge, like U-turn. No way.
Doing the choreography from
you shouldn't even date men who dance. Men who dance
party, like,
do you know what I mean? Doing the legs and the kicks and everything. No, I can't date men who like to dance. Men who dance. Do you date men who dance, SJ?
Of course, I like a nice waistline. I need to be able to...
No, like Congolese zuku is something different from like actual, like... No, like I don't need you...
I just need a waistline, West Indian.
Yo, that's what I say. You're West Indian.
Listen, so, I need you to be able to dance. I can't lie. You have to be able to dance. However...
Yeah, can you whine with your friend?
However... That's what I'm coming to. However, there are boundaries, baby.
Yeah.
No, I'm just taking the piss. Obviously, I want my guy to dance, but I'm just saying, my man, like, it can't be an interest. Like, if I go on your profile, you're there writing...
Zonto Warrior.
Do you know what I mean? A Zonto Warrior or something. Zonto. You know, Zonto. Or you Shaku on the beat as well. Like, no. Because that's how we get in sticky situations. Because dancing, sometimes it's not just dancing. I remember when I was in uni and this guy came on my bum. We were whining. And then he nutted. And he started shaking. And I could feel how wet it was.
Yeah,
was that sexual assault?
Yes.
Is it such a it
yes.
is?
Yes,
it's true.
Unanimous.
Because, yeah, you did not consent to that. And also,
man, if he can't help himself, what do you
he
what
can
do
help
do?
Himself because move. If you feel like you're about to come, you move, no?
Like, or you stop, or you say whoa, or you stop.
Because I've had a few boners. I've had a few like somebody
boners? You can't help like
and then
that. That's
you can't
fine.
Help that, but you know when you're about to come. I'm very sorry. Like, I feel like he definitely used your bum.
He definitely did.
I also feel like you can help the boners because speaking as a West Indian woman that goes to carnival. Wine with a bunch of men and they don't all have stiffies. So
yeah, but if you're not
like
you're not used
you
to that, if you're can. You know what I mean, if it's uni, I mean, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You haven't been, you know, around black girls that whine like that. Like I've been whining, but like maybe you don't, you know what I mean? Maybe it's your first time being whined on properly, then fair enough. But I do believe that you need to you know when you're about to come. I'm very sorry. No, that was out of pocket. That was out of pocket.
Yeah, nasty.
At the time I was just like, oh, like I just thought, oh, he just got a bit too excited. But now looking back, I'm just like, this nigga really came on my ass. If you're listening,
you should have left me alone.
I hope you ain't done it to anyone else, you weirdo. Right?
You're nasty
with that Raven Simone. But okay, next one. I've recently tuned into the podcast and I love it. Welcome, Laid Bearer. Okay, so my dilemma is I'm seeing a new guy and we recently just began having sex. I feel that the orgasm gap, I feel like I wrote this in because I'm not going to lie. I was laughing as I was reading this the first time. So it goes, I've recently tuned into the podcast and I love it. Okay, so my dilemma is I'm seeing a new guy and we recently just began having sex. I feel that with the orgasm gap, I shouldn't have to ride him at all or give him as much head until he makes me come. We're raising monsters. We're creating. You're creating monsters.
Laid bearers, what have we done to you?
But also, I'm here for it.
Yeah, exactly. So then she continues by saying, as it's three him and zero me. So I'm guessing she's saying he's come three times and she ain't come at all. But I don't know how to say no in the moment without ruining without ruining the moment. Mm. Does that make sense? Also, I want more foreplay, but feel timid asking in the moment. Any suggestions? Thank you. So she's basically saying that she doesn't want to keep riding him, that every time, you know, when the guy like hits your leg, you know, when men hit your thigh when they're ready for you to get on top.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
I hate that. When they hit that thigh, like,
let's go.
That means like change position. That light tap means change position.
Me, I'll lie there. My partner now knows me. I'll lie there. You can keep tapping as much as you want, sir.
For your situation, sis, I feel like maybe don't have it whilst you're having, don't talk about it whilst you're having sex. Yeah. Maybe like when you guys are finished or just before or a random time, just
or
in
just
the middle
like
of the day.
Text him and like,
yeah, like
talking.
have a conversation when it's not right there in the mood so that you don't have to keep having these awkward tap on the legs to like, you know, giddy up, sis. Because that's not what we're going to do if I'm not coming in that position.
I hope he's not pushing your head down to give him head.
Oh,
like,
I hope
you're not being disrespected like that. In terms of like, I find it really weird that men are comfortable with just knowing. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe because
she
didn't say that. Yeah, maybe he doesn't know that he's not making you come. But you really need to. You need to stand firm in your lack of orgasm and be like, oh, that didn't hit it for me, babe. And then he will have to fix up, and then you can have that conversation about foreplay. Because I don't know any men that are really, you know what I mean, that are just happy with you not coming. I don't think that's...
There's some guys out there that don't care. Like, I've seen some guys, like still tweet. I've seen some guys tweet, especially as a quote tweet on my content on Twitter, which is them, like, saying, you know, I had to put into the work to get you, and now you want me to help you not. Like, each man for themselves, basically. And I just sat there puzzled, like, I'm not even going to reply, but... I'm going to
read you. Are you proud?
Think sex is for them.
Yeah, they still think sex is for them. They don't think, like, a lot of them definitely do not think that, you know, women should enjoy
it as
much.
You chased me to help me come, okay? In my eyes, you chased me to help me come. And if you can't do that, leave me alone.
A lot of them scarily do not see us as sexual beings or people who are worthy of pleasure.
Abolish the future industrial complex, please.
I feel like I like the way, even though I feel like it was me who wrote that, I feel like I like her mind frame in terms of, listen, with the orgasm gap, you're asking me to do the most and you ain't even made me nut. You've come three times, I've come zero. So there's already an orgasm gap in their sexual relationship.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest that you do is stop having sex with him.
Yeah.
Because I don't have sex with people that who don't satisfy me. I used to when I was younger, when I didn't know any better, but there's so many other people in this world who you can have an amazing sexual chemistry with, who will be more than willing to please you, go down on you, eat you from the back, eat you from the front,
hey,
want you to sit on their face.
Exactly.
Want you to cream, won't stop. If they not, they're saying, yo, let's get out the toy. I'm going to suck on this till you not. Like, there are people out there who are willing to do that.
I know.
And I know because my point is that, like...
No, I only lick my own cum off men's dicks. I'm only sucking your dick after I've come on it. That's
right?
Exactly how that works.
So be fiery in the bedroom in terms of, like, let it be known that you have a nut as well, because we need to start letting them know we do. Because I'm so tired of talking to men and I ask, oh, how was the sex? Oh, yeah, she nutted. She probably didn't. Don't be so confident. But
she doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, have conversations outside of sex as well with people who you feel like, if you're in a relationship with them, you actually want the sex to work. So it's just more than the orgasm. If you want the intimacy and the spark to be there, have conversations and just be like, babe, I really do feel like we need to switch things up, or I really want to try this because the last couple of times I didn't nut. So how about we try this and da da da. And do cute things. Like maybe, for example, like there's a burner site on Twitter where they have like sex videos. I love me some sex videos on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
Copy and paste some links, send it to your partner, say I want to do this. Let them know that you're really into it as well, but you want to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you should always say, oh, you should say positive things, like tell them what they're good at. But I'm not babying you niggas. Like,
no,
I'm not babying
day.
You.
No, I think
we've gone past this.
Because if men can be pushing
stubborn.
Heads down, why should I come and baby you? I'm going to push your head down with my words and say, you need to get it together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or just like, I think... Once you get him to go down on you, probably that kind of, like, I like to gyrate my hips to kind of like get them to the position I want them to be in because, you know, not everybody's going to find the clit first time, but definitely I gyrate my hips and then kind of get them to stay there. But, you know, you're still trying to have a conversation about him going down there. So it's kind of like, I definitely think you need to put on a sex embargo until negotiations can be reached. Yeah.
Embargo, I'm dead. And there was a similar dilemma, I think. It says, hey, girls, I've been with my boyfriend for 6 months now and he satisfies me in every aspect apart from in the bed. I haven't had an orgasm with him yet. Find myself thinking about my ex whenever we have sex. I'm honestly contemplating cheating because he's so sensitive and would not react well to me telling him I'm not fully enjoying intimacy.
But cheating would be better.
I enjoy just not the big, oh, what should I do? She says she enjoys the sex, but she just doesn't get an orgasm. I think, yeah, I believe that's... Hold on. Da, da, da. Yeah, basically. So, similar dilemma. Thinking about your ex. I think it's normal to fantasize about other people.
You can fantasize about other people.
You can fantasize about other people. But
no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Imagine my man's having sex with me and he's thinking about someone else.
Listen, I'm telling you right now,
you can't even play a playlist.
Not all the time.
You can't even play a playlist that you've paid for another girl with me. You can't do it. It's impossible.
I'm not gonna lie, the playlist shit is true.
It's impossible.
I create,
there's a playlist for you. Yeah. For you and me, we have a playlist. But if you play your old ex's playlist to me, I'm going to fight you.
Yeah. And I also put in like certain songs that mean something. Like if you eat pussy well, like I will put in like something like that. Or like, no, because I get turned on like thinking about it, like putting it in there. And then obviously the music's playing. But it's bad because like, and another time.
On my sex playlist.
When I'm working out, I then get turned on. So,
guys, go to your. Do you have a sex playlist? Yes, Does everyone have a sex playlist? Yeah. I'm gonna go to my.
I have many sex playlists.
We didn't even help the last person.
It depends,
but I feel like you should know what to do by now.
You should really listen to the back to the last dilemma.
Okay,
it depends on my mood.
So I've got Speechless Beyonce. Mm. I've got Doing It LL Cool J.
Okay.
I've got Body Sid.
Doing it and doing it well.
Am I corny for having two become one by Spice Girls?
Oh God, you better take that off of your. I am so sorry, Eloni's boyfriend. I am so sorry.
My playlist. I apologize. Put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth. Oh, nice. Okay, what have we got in there?
First song, put it in my mouth. Obviously, I've got Tied Up, which is Dej Loaf. I've got. Secret. Do you know my secret?
No, I don't know that one.
Oh, I don't even know what her name is. And then I've got I Endorse These Strippers. I've got Get You Alone, Feel It, Was Good, Curious, and Drunk in Love.
Ooh, gotta love a Drunk in Love.
Y'all are so...
Gotta love a Drunk in Love.
At the end, I've got Sucker for Pain because I think it's just funny.
I've got Drinks Miguel,
okay.
Poor Bad Bitch, Freak Ho, switch playlist real quick because I'm giving you one from each, a few from each. Best Pussy by Popcorn.
Oh, yes.
Know. I've got Comptoir by Ty Seas, a French song. Y'all might not know, but
I do know that one. I love that song.
First Fuck, Janae Aiko, Black. What else have I got? Giving Body by Don Monique, because y'all already know she my motherfucking hoe.
Yep.
Stretch You Out. Because you need to stretch these walls.
Out.
Oh, and Owner, Dexter Dapps. Like,
oh
come
my
on,
God. I literally dance on the pole to that and No Underwear. Like, literally, like that's where I make my money. As soon as I start, if I'm having a shit night, I always run to the DJ booth and I'm like, put on Owner or put on No Underwear.
And Stamina by Cranium.
I need to add this.
I got the Stamina. Nah.
What?
Hammer me, baby. Please. Thank you.
Okay. Guys. Okay, we've done we didn't even give her advice, but I feel like you should know with
she
what
should,
we said.
Know,
okay, fantasizing, one, that is normal, but it shouldn't want, like, it's not supposed to encourage you to cheat. Like, fantasizing is just fantasizing. Sometimes we do it to keep things hot and different when it comes to sex. But if there's a problem between you two, you need to combat it by having a conversation outside of sex and thinking of different ways you can spice it up. But I do want to go to, quickly, so I came across this on Your Tango. So it was basically, if you're having issues having an orgasm, what to do. So I want to do some quick fire advice. So if you can't have an orgasm at all, what you should do. So I'll start. Does that make sense? So some just quick fire. If you can't orgasm by yourself at all, be patient. I feel like it will come, and try different toys, try different moods, try different sorts of, I guess, art when it comes to porn. You've got erotica, porn, I guess, audio porn. Mm-hmm. There's different things you can do. Okay, Shah, what's your quick advice?
I would say try different positions, only because sometimes we are taught to obviously lay on your back, open your legs and stuff like that. Sometimes me just laying on my front and I'm actually just putting my hand down there and putting some pressure really helps. Also, masturbating in doggy or masturbating whilst you're in the some kind of crutching position on your bed, that does help. We do have to be aware that, you know, even though a lot of us have vaginas, the pressure feels different in different ways. Like, I know some people that can reach orgasm by crossing their legs. So, you know, we do have to be aware.
Yeah, so it depends on your clit size. If you just feel your clit rubbing.
Exactly. Yeah. So you just have to be aware of, like, you don't have to be on your back with legs open all the time. Just switch it up sometimes.
SJ, what's yours? So, what was it? If you can't orgasm at all, you're quick firing.
Sorry, I was thinking about something.
She was like, never heard of that. Never felt that.
Low key. I was even like, I was scrolling for like tips and shit. Like, I can't lie to you. I'm not the person to ask. I'm really not. I'm not even trying to be that cocky little character bitch. But me. Genuinely, I come penetratively. I come from clit stimulation.
Okay, so next one. If you can't have an orgasm with a partner, I think if you can't have an orgasm with a partner, you need to practice having an orgasm by yourself.
Yep.
But if you're trying to orgasm with your partner, I would definitely say take toys into the bedroom. I always have toys in the bedroom when I have sex. I'm okay with it. I feel like when I have sex without toys, I'm not necessarily going to come. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I feel as though if the sex is good and we're using my toy and he's using my toy as well, you know, it works. It really can work.
I think definitely toys. If you're not already doing some dirty talking, do some dirty talking. You do get into the moment. Like,
What do you like being said to you during dirty talk, Shah? Let me hear your dirty talk. I always ask people on the show, well, I try to ask everyone what their dirty talk is like. So I want to hear what's your dirty talk.
So for me, I'm very much like, what I say to them.
Let's role play. So I'm a dude. I'll be like, okay. So you like this?
Yeah. Oh my God. Tell me to fucking come. Oh my God.
My ears are too virginal.
I love the way your cock is hitting my fucking
G-spot. So you like that, mommy?
Yeah. Do you guys say
zaddy with an American accent or with the British one?
I don't say the word, actually.
Don't lie. I've heard you say zaddy before. I say it, like, in general.
Like, in, like, confident, but okay. Like, in bed. Like, okay, I don't say zaddy in bed.
I don't say... No. I mean, unless we've discussed it before and he's like, oh, or if he says, you know, Zaddy's little slut or something like that, then I'll be like, oh yeah, Zaddy. Like, I wouldn't introduce it unless he was into it, because some guys obviously like...
Yeah, they're quiet. Some guys are quiet.
Some guys are, and that's absolutely fine.
We've had Taser Black on the show who said he was quiet in bed and I was so very angry.
Oh no, that
I always thought that he was good. And to, not to say that he's... Not to say,
Taser! Are you hearing this?
I'm not saying he's bad.
I'm not saying he's bad,
but I'm just saying, for me, good sex is descriptive with your words as well as your body.
Yeah.
So I like when a guy is like, really, it depends. Am I in a moment where I want it to be romantic? Am I in a moment where I want it to be gutter? If it's a moment where I want it to be gutter, then it's like, you know, like, I'm going to nut inside of you. My nut's going to drip out of you. You're going to have my babies. Yo, hold your tits for me. Hold your tits while I'm fucking you.
Oh my God. I love it. Hold your asshole.
SJ, what's your dirty talk?
And stuff like that. Like, I'm so into it.
Hi.
SJ, what's your dirty talk? Give us one sentence.
I'm a submissive person. So I guess he has to tell me something and I'll like respond.
Open your mouth. Let me spit in it. What are you saying?
I won't even respond. I'll just do.
I'm a submissive. Tell me how much you love
that
dick.
And you know what I said that? Because every time that I know that SJ opens her mouth now, I'm just like, wow, because we've come a long way.
To be fair, I have listened to old episodes and it wasn't happening.
She used to look at me like I was mad. And I was just like, don't worry. I feel like the right person can sometimes open the freaking you.
Thank you.
Especially when they ask as well, because I definitely feel like I had sex with particular guys that opened certain levels of freak. There was one guy who taught me how to suck dick. There was another guy who taught me how to take dick.
Yeah.
So I just feel like certain guys, yeah, open.
I always take away the lesson. I think definitely, yeah, there are some guys. Some guys that taught me how to take anal very well, how to come from
girl,
anal.
You just anal. I wish
fucking
you need to
love it. I love it here.
I love it.
She loves. I love anal. Like the thing is that like I don't even want to go into this. By the way,
do you climax every time you have anal?
Yes.
Do you? Where do you think you climax through more, anal or vaginal?
I have more intense orgasms from anal.
Yeah.
So where like shaking and like where I can't control my squirting. So with
I wonder vaginal, if everyone can actually come from anal. I wonder.
Well, to be fair, my vaginal canal curves backwards. So this is that it's just medically. So when I have to have my coil put in or whatever, like they like I'm literally at the bottom of the fucking thing and they're like, because of the way that I curve. So I do believe that probably that's where my G-spot goes to. But I've also always just been curious. I don't want to get too woo-woo, but apparently Scorpio rules the asshole. And my Scorpio, my Venus is in Scorpio, so that's probably
and mine is in retrograde. I don't know what that means.
It's in Lucasade. But yeah, so no, I love it. I love it. And ever since, to be fair, ever since I was with somebody that actually took the time to do it with me and I think we've all had, well, not all of us, but we've had situations where somebody's just stuck it in. And it's like, no, that's exactly not the hole to do that into. But
you need lube.
Exactly. You need lubes. You also need to be just very relaxed and very ready to kind of take control of your own arsehole as well, I think. But yeah, like.
SJ, how do you prep for anal?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's what has to come first. Like,
yeah. I always.
Then
do.
I guess you have
to clean very well.
Yeah, I feel like you have to also put a thumb in the butt. A finger in the butt. Like,
how many? Just one or two?
Like, you know, how big is the dick?
Toys? How big is the dick? What are we talking about? Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, I've had a thumb in my butt. I've tried to do dick. I remember when I used to promise my ex that we'd do anal, but I'd never do it.
I know some girls that promise him for the wedding night.
Whenever I wanted him to do something for me, I'd be like, I'll do that thing.
I'm so done. I promise not.
But I'd never do it. When we get there, I'm like, hey, get that away from me.
Psych.
But yeah, no. We had one more, which was, well, not a dilemma, but the last one, talking of orgasms, was if you're having an orgasm quicker than you'd like to, what to do? My answer is edging.
Edging, definitely.
I think edging is the best thing to do. For those who don't know what edging is, just basically holding off the knot, yeah. I guess.
Like when you're about to do it, stop.
Yeah, and then go back to it.
Change
like,
the rhythm.
Exactly.
Like, you know when he says, like, when you're doing the right thing, he's like, oh my God, don't stop. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, you just stop at that moment.
I do that with head. I was doing that last night. He's going to kill me for this, but fuck it. I was doing that last night. Like, he was ready to come, and I was like, nah.
It's the best.
And then, like, it's like a little nice, like, reward. Like, I love hearing him go, oh fuck, like proper getting into it. Like, and
don't
then
you like seeing them look like little shits when they
he just
that,
like
though.
Wiggles and shit, and
they
I'm like
wiggle. They will get like turtleback or something like, and they just like they just start shaking. And I've said this before, but I really do love watching them just thinking like, look at this little bitch.
Look at you. I'm gonna let you come if I want to.
Look at you weak. It's not very toxic. Not very toxic of you. Look at you.
Do your only boys, future can see you now.
Do your boys know you scream like this?
I should record you.
I have recorded my like audio during sex though. Like,
I love
recording audio.
I found a
video. I encourage
that we made
you to do it with consent. Ask your partner if they're up for it. Listen to it. It's amazing.
I found a video that we made when we were really high, and I like, oh my God. Like, just the sound alone, I was enjoy it.
It's amazing, especially when you're listening to the
wow.
And like, he slaps my bum upwards as well. Oh,
that clap just like sent me
hell.
Back like back to Raven.
And I was listening to myself nut. I was like, the noise was just like, ah. Like, it was very long. You know, like, what's her name? Is it Shia or Sia, whatever her name is? Or is it Shia?
Oh, yeah, Sia.
You know, like, from the chandelier. I was just like, ah. That's what the audio sounded like. Do you know what? I might play it one day. Do you know? Actually, let me know.
We'll all bring our own audio. Listen,
I know, we should all bring our audio.
The way my man teases me about my sex noise, like just before I'm out, like, I'm not going to do it on him because Lord have mercy. But I actually laugh at myself because I'm like, you sound like a twat.
I love it though.
When you're like having sex though, it's supposed to be carefree. You make ugly faces, you make ugly noises, you don't always look the best, but you're both vulnerable and it's fun. Yeah. And they're lucky as fuck. Like, whoever you're with is lucky as fuck.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's all the time we have for today. We've been with you guys longer than usual, so hopefully you really enjoyed it. If you did, please use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast and let us know you really enjoyed it so we can make them this long.
Exactly.
Tell us what your favorite bits were. To round up. Anyway, we'll catch you guys next week. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Aloni, at LaidBearPodcast as well. Follow us on Instagram also. That's LaidBearPodcast. And on Twitter, LaidBearPodcast. And again, use the hashtag. And yeah, you guys know where to find me.
Y'all know where to find me, Shani Jamila, on all social media, apart from Twitter, where I am the only SJ _.
And it's been your girl, Rates Sharp. Follow me, interact with me. I love it. I love to hear it. And yeah, this has been, again, a pleasure. A pleasure.
We love it. Thank you so much. She's got the Consent is Sexy t-shirt as well.
I do. I love it. I honestly.
Thank you so much. She's great. So cute. It's a black tee as well. If you didn't get your hands on it, what the fuck were you doing? Because they're no longer available. You really did. And as well, the girl's got toys. Okay, I need to know what your feedback. You guys need to give me feedback when you.
I will. I'll let you know. Tonight. I also like the size, the shape of Shani. So SJ. So I might have to buy that one as well and have them so both.
What shape is yours?
So it's just like a little nib. Okay, which is cute.
So that's for the clit. So yeah. That plays on the clit.
Yeah, but I think hers is penetrative.
Isn't it so wild that you could just look at, you can just look at a toy? I don't know if it's because I've worked in a sex toy, but I can literally just look at a toy and I know how it works.
Yeah.
Which I find so weird because I think to myself, like, people who are alien to sex toys, they must just get frightened and be like, well, how the hell do I use this? Or yeah. For example, one that I would definitely say, had I not worked in a sex toy toy store, I would definitely be so confused, is like the womanizer that has like, it's a womanizer. Is it a womanizer duo? So it sucks in your clit
and then goes in.
It literally just looks like this. I look at it and I'm like a claw.
Yeah.
You would not know how to use it.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to find, like, on YouTube, like, to find good videos of how they're supposed to be used because everything
obviously,
is.
Obviously, yeah, it's all sensitive.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with how you
monetize it.
And you know, show your demos of how you use sex toys. But anyway, guys, our Uber is rolling in 6 minutes. So we are getting the fuck out of here. Again, use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.